Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there, radio friend, and welcome to another day of broadcast here on the Sounds of Faith. Here on this Friday, we greet you in the name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much for coming this way today, tuning us in here on this good radio station or maybe on the internet, wherever you're listening. We thank you for doing so. Amen. We're going to get right into the broadcast. Going to hear from the young adult choir as we get started off today. A song I guess we've been doing around here since, 35 years I know since I've been around. Amen. And, of course, I think we sang it before I even came on staff. And but here's a good old song. It says, I remember the day when the Lord saved me. Have to remember a time. I know there's a lot of people don't remember the day or the month or the year. But I tell you what, I believe you'll never get over a place. Amen. Of course, I wrote down in my Bible the night I got saved, so I remember that date. And I never forgot the date. Amen. But I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me. If the church is still there, I can take you to Monroe, North Carolina at Good News Baptist Church. I think it was on a Friday night, on September the 10th. Boy, I tell you, I asked Jesus into my heart, and I remember the day. Amen. Amen. Well, won't you come and pay us a visit here at Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. Amen. If you don't have a church home, we invite you to come and be a part of any of our services here at Faith, where our next scheduled service will be coming up this coming Lord's Day as we go through the Sunday services, beginning with Sunday school at 10, worship at 11, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We'd love to have you come and visit. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South of Shelby, about 5 miles there at Highway 180 and 18 South, only 2 miles from the South Carolina state line. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith Baptist Church. Amen. And don't forget, this is probably the last day I mention this because you won't have time to get them in for the holiday. But and you could, I think you could if you did it today. We are offering you a free CD of the Sons of Faith singing. We gave some of these away last year in the spring. But all you have to do is, if you'd like, write us a letter or a note or a card and just send it to Faith Baptist Church, care of the Sounds of Faith, 2738 South Post Road, Shelby, North Carolina, 28152. If you miss that address, you can pull it up on Google at Faith Baptist Church of Shelby. Amen. And we want you to just tell us where you're listening from. And maybe you have a request, maybe you have a complaint, maybe you like something, maybe you don't like something. Tell us about it. Amen. Tell us about it. I'm you know, I can take constructive criticism. I sure can. But the main thing we want you to do is write down something that you're thankful for this year. And hopefully we'll gather some together and be able to read some of them on Thanksgiving Day on the broadcast, which will be next week. Amen. And looking forward to what God has in store for this special time. Amen. So do that. That's 2738 South Post Road, Faith Baptist Church, care of Faith, Sounds of Faith. Amen. All right. Well, Miss Betty Upton is going to sing a beautiful song. It says, "I'm a debtor to mercy alone."
A debtor to mercy alone, of covenant mercy I sing. No fear with God's righteousness on, my person and offerings to bring. The terrors of law and of God with me can have nothing to do. My Savior's obedience and blood hide all my transgressions from His goodness began, the arm of His strength will complete. His promise is yea and amen, and never was forfeited yet. Things future, no things that are now, not all things below or above make Him His purpose forego, or sever my soul from His love. My name from the palms of His hands, eternity will not erase. Impressed on His heart, it remains in marks of indelible grace. Yes, I to the end shall endure, as sure as the earnest is given. More happy, but not more secure, the souls of the blessed in heaven. More happy, but not more secure, blessed in heaven.
Beautiful song, beautiful job there, Miss Upton. Amen. Debtor to mercy alone. Amen. That is the title track for her, that CD that I have. I've had it for several years, and we appreciate her friendship to me personally and also to this church over the years. Amen. Her husband, Brother Ted Upton, was very instrumental in helping me get grounded in teaching back 25, 30 years ago. Amen. As I took over the adult Bible class, and he helped me develop a pattern of study that I still use to this day. And I really appreciate the people that God has put in my life over the years that has made me a better man and hopefully a better preacher and teacher. And we surely appreciate the Uptons. Amen. All right, in our truth for today, let's look at it as we go to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 8 and verse 26. The word says, "And he said unto them," he said unto them, "Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. You know, no man can afford to face the storms of life without the divine captain. His presence always brings calmness, confidence, and courage. Oh, praise God. I'm glad I'm riding this old ship with the divine captain of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our captain. Amen. Amen. I invite you now to join me for a time of prayer here on this Friday, Sounds of Faith. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you today, asking you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins in thought, word, or in deed, any sin of omission or commission. We ask you for cleansing today. Thank you, dear Lord, for your blessings and for your benefits. I want to thank you for the seasons, God, we're getting ready to enjoy. I love the time of Thanksgiving. I enjoy the food, I enjoy the fellowship, I enjoy my family, and I enjoy being your child, being able to call you my Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for that. I thank you, God, for those who are listening to the Sounds of Faith today. I pray, God, that you touch each one in their needs and their requests today. Lord, I pray today that you'd help us as we finish out another week here on this Friday broadcast. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless the next few songs. And then as we conclude a thought from the things that Paul was thankful for, I pray, God, that we'll be reminded again just how good you are and how good we've got it being your child. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And for the salvation we have through him, it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank God for prayer time. Ain't you glad that you have a Heavenly Father? Oh, that hears you when you pray. Oh, I tell you, I do. I'm glad that he hears me. And we're going to kick it up a little bit here with a good choir number. Hope you enjoy this one. I just can't praise him enough. Amen.
I just can't touch your ground.
I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. You know, that's what we've been thinking about all week long, about thanking him and praising him. And we'll continue with that thought again next week, as it is the Thanksgiving week. And but I hope that you will take time to praise him. You say, well, you just got through telling me I can't praise him enough. Well, that's right. That's why we need to get at it. Amen. Do all we can for as long as we can. Amen. In praising him for his goodness and for who he is. Amen. All right. Well, Spencer and Leanne and Justin and Miss Haley are going to sing one for us to wrap up the music today. And we'll find it in this good, faithful friend.
Upon the lily by the way, he has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. And when my heart had stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end, shining light upon the lily by the way. He has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. And when my heart had stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end, I can tell you by experience, I have found a faithful friend. He's walked through my darkest valley, shining light upon the lily. Thought I could not face another day. And when my heart had stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end, I can tell you by experience, I have found a faithful friend.
Well, if you've been saved at any time, any length at all, then you understand about that faithful friend, do you not? I know you do. Amen. Well, we've been preaching this week on some things that Paul the Apostle was thankful for. We've seen it in his writings. And just quickly, I'll go back over and give you those thoughts again that you might have missed in the previous week. But he talked about, and I'll read the verse, he says in 2 Corinthians 9:15, says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." He first was thankful for God's unspeakable gift, that inexpressible gift of God. He was thankful for his deliverance from his sin. He was thankful for the call of God on his life and the Christian service. He was thankful for the deliverance, not just of his sin, but from the all believers from their sin. We've seen that this week. He was thankful for friends and co-workers alike. He mentions 34 friends in Romans 16 that helped him in the work. He was faithful, and we was thankful, as we saw that yesterday. He was thankful for the triumph leadership of God. In other words, he was thankful that God would triumph in his life. And that kind of leads us into the last two thoughts that we have for today, in the fact that he was thankful for the necessities of life. Now, I don't want to play a devil's advocate here, but let me think about this. Think about the things in life that you could do without. Think about it. Do you really have to have a cell phone? Really think about it. I mean, we're not talking about the necessities, I'm thinking about things that you cannot live without. Paul was thankful for those necessities of life. And let me read to you an account of this in the book of Acts in chapter number 27. Paul is here a prisoner on a ship going to Rome. The Bible says he takes bread on that ship and he gives thanks for it. Notice what it says in Acts 27 and verse 35. "And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat." I mean, Paul was a prisoner on a ship, but yet he was thankful for bread. I mean, really, think about it. Now, if you sit down to a Thanksgiving meal, you're gonna return thanks. I know you are, but you know, we ought to give thanks for that bologna sandwich. Amen. Praise God. Ain't nothing no better than a good old tomato sandwich with some good old Duke's mayonnaise, praise God, with salt and pepper. Hey, I like it. I'm getting hungry already. But my point is this. Paul gave thanksgiving for the necessities of life. He tells us again in Philippians 4:19 that my God, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He tells me that. And then he knew that as God had been faithful in supplying his needs, that God would also provide for all the people that would trust him. There's not going to be one time in your life, friend. Think about it. Now, there's been some times in your life, as well as in my own, that I may not have had everything that I wanted. But I've never been a time when I didn't have all that I needed. That's what Paul's thankful for, the necessities of life. Then lastly, I'll give you this, and this is where Paul's coming down to the close of his life. And he tells us, and I've used this text many times, at the graveside of a parting saint of God, and Paul gives thanks, lastly today, for victory over death. Paul knew that the last enemy that was going to be destroyed and defeated is death. And he knew that in Christ Jesus, the victory over death was sure. Notice what he writes in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I'll begin in verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be, but shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and the mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? This is Paul writing, remember. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. There it is. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye strong, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Paul's thankful over the fact that God had conquered death for him. You and I have that same truth. We have that same confidence that because we're going to live as long as God lives. You say, well, Brother Johnny, my loved ones have gone on. Yes, but they're living beyond the grave, friend. And you may read in the paper next week that Johnny Owens of the Sounds of Faith of Shelby, North Carolina, associate pastor of Faith Baptist Church, has died. Don't believe a word of that. Don't believe a word of that, friend, because I'll be more alive then than I've ever been down here. Oh, you know why? Because God's conquered death. I'm thankful for that, aren't you? I'm thankful that God's given us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't forget to get that letter or card in today so you have time for me to get it. And don't forget about the house of God on the Lord's Day. Until Monday, God bless you. Now is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.